Chris Landry on Thursdays. Very fitting with the stories that are out there right now. Dave Biddle a little later, Buck Nuts, and Jeff Ketchum will be back with us. Had him yesterday, and with all the news, he's coming back a little later, hour three. Chris, good morning to you, sir. Your thoughts on the Oklahoma-Texas report?
Well, in discussing this with a few folks, when all this came out, this is much further down the line than I think any of us knew. I felt like for some time, in a general timeless sense, that this was going to happen maybe at some point. Oklahoma has always wanted to get into the SEC. You know, you're not going to add one team, you're going to add two. The Texas situation has been, you know, back and forth in the past with the previous Texas administration. Presidents, board members were more inclined to lean athletic, academically, and that's where the whole flirtation within the almost inclusion into the Pac-12 took place. But there's a new athletic administration, a new academic administration at Texas that's a little bit more athletically inclined from Texas's standpoint. Look, they've got a number of years still left on the Longhorn Network, but that has failed ESPN. That's not going to be renewed. The Big 12 contract, which is not that far away from being out, okay, and just got a couple, 2025, I believe. That's not going to garner the type of money that programs like Texas, Oklahoma is looking at when they're seeing the deals that the SEC is putting forth with their contract. ESPN, Disney is involved in this. They're hemorrhaging money on the Longhorn Network. They'd love, from their standpoint, to fold Texas into, you know, the SEC network brand, and that's more subscribers and more advertising possibilities. So that's a big part of it. And for the SEC, you know, so that's, you know, why Texas would want to do it. And Texas in a different position. Things change. They're not in a position to command. And when they were able to put together the Longhorn Network, it was because they were able to do it. Now they don't have that leverage. Oh, they've got the leverage of they've got a number of years left. But then after that, they're looking at long-term future for the SEC. Well, why do they need it? You know, you hear that they don't need to. It's not about needing. This is a why does any big corporation, do they need to gobble up other businesses? No. Why do they do it? Because you can and because you want to make more money. The SEC's viewpoint is they don't want Texas, Oklahoma to go somewhere else and perhaps, you know, close the gap between them and, you know, the whoever they would go to. This basically closes the door on expansion, with one exception, Notre Dame. You know, that's the only big fish left. I mean, the whole, whether it's Central Florida and Boise and BYU, Houston, those are small fish that, you know, may or may not become part of some new branded Big 12 or whatever they call it, but this would be a complete changeover and would lock in the SEC as, you know, there's really no way that anybody's going to approach them. Because whether this is not about whose football team is the best right now. It's about brand, and Texas's brand is huge. Oklahoma's brand is huge. But, you know, Texas is a big part of it. So this is, you know, look, I'm not a lawyer. Some of the stuff is a little confusing on how quickly they could do it, how realistic, you know, the announcement here, there, all those, I don't know. It's lawyers are going to have to get into this and figure that out. But there's nobody that's going to block it. I mean, A&M is not happy, obviously not. Missouri, the way this will play out in the SEC office is, you know, A&M, maybe Missouri, but definitely A&M, they're going to fight tooth and nail, and they're going to throw a hissy fit. But I would suspect when the vote comes out, it's going to be 14-0, because You know, that's the way it happens. It's the way it happens. I've been involved in this in owners' meetings of the NFL. You have a unified front. You fight in the meeting, but, you know, they're going to – there's not four schools right now that are going to block it, from what I'm told. The A&M doesn't have three partners. Maybe has one. They're going to need three. You need four to block it. And I just don't think that's going to happen. The money is going to be tremendous. We're in a new age of not only television but streaming rights. And all of this is just open up the door of all of this taking place. And I said, I don't know. I haven't been told, well, look, this is how it's going to – I don't know. I mean, it's going to take some time to get all these things done. Contracts can be bought out. There's money involved. So I apologize for the length of that, but there's a lot of things that has just come about that I think are going to be real interesting to follow in the days and weeks and ahead. And but again, I think this, you know, Notre Dame will have, you know, if they want to join a conference at some point, then they will, and they'll have maybe options. But there's really no one else that moves the needle. So this essentially closes, because nobody's leaving the SEC. And so it basically kind of closes it down, and it really, really put the clamps on a conference like the Pac-12, which obviously would have let the Big Ten, because now you got 16 teams. Now, the others are going to want to, we'd like to have 16. There's not 16 to be had. There's Notre Dame, and you might have to throw somebody else in for numbers, but you're not going to have a brand value to equal a Texas or an Oklahoma. So those are my thoughts, and it would be rebranding. Obviously, Alabama, Auburn would be in the East, and Missouri would move to the West, and Oklahoma and Texas would be in the West. That's how it would play out if this all comes to fruition. So we'll see.
Ross Bjork said yesterday, the AD at A&M, we are adamant about, excuse me, being the only SEC team in the state of Texas. You also had Oklahoma State, and I'm not paraphrasing this well, but basically releasing a statement which says, we see the news, we are deeply troubled and concerned with this news, we'll continue to look into this. So you've got some folks, now again, Oklahoma State's not coming, that's not my point.
Sure.
But you've got some relationships. I'm sure these phone calls going on, Chris, behind the scenes are pretty...
Oh, yeah, and has been for a while, and it's on the president's level. Not all of it, talking a couple of ADs in, and not, you know, depending on it, they don't have... This is why this has been kept quiet and was strategically leaked yesterday, because this was an attempt to try to blow the cover, to try to create some chaos, to maybe create some either legal or PR movement against this, because this has been like a subway run, you know? I mean, it's like nobody knows it. It's just gone, and it's headed down that path. Now, a couple of things that you bring up. Well, sure, A&M is just, they don't want this. Of course not. They want to be the only school in Texas, but they have no choice. What are they going to do, leave the SEC? No. And they don't have, they got a vote. That's all they got. And, you know, it's going to be what's best for the rest of the league. And, again, they're going to have to fall in line. But they can certainly say what they want and speak within reason. Oklahoma State, well, of course Oklahoma State is going to be furious, and everyone else, because this ends not only the Big 12 as we know it, but it makes them now a G5 league. I guess we call it G6 or whatever. That takes them completely out of the mix. And we don't know if some of the others will move on or just, but that's that. Now, there is nothing, because there's been a lot of reporting to the effect, and I am not a lawyer, and I certainly don't understand Oklahoma legislature, but I've been asked, and I even asked Oklahoma this, what is this about, you know, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State's legal ties, state ties, that if one goes the other, that there's nothing legally to that, and the champion for that is gone. Dave Boren is no longer there. So Oklahoma State's kind of lost the Oklahoma tie that was said, we're going to go together. So Pac-12 will bring Oklahoma State with us. That's no longer a thing. And I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not, you can sue whatever, but I'm told that there's no really legal stand to prevent Oklahoma from going without Oklahoma State if this is going to play. And one thing I can tell you, Oklahoma has long wanted to get into the SEC. They go without Texas, with Texas, but they have to go in a package because that's what a conference would want, any conference, including the SEC. So they are tied to the hip with Texas because it's kind of, Texas is the one that, as I said before, it's, you know, where they want to go and what they want to do. And again, Texas, they are certainly very academic-minded. But this group right now that's running it understands the finances. And I don't know, I think it's also, too, on the heels of, we're talking about 12-team playoffs. I mean, we just discussed as potentially as many as 14. We might have 6 SEC teams in the playoffs. It opens it up to where if it's a 14 playoff and, you know, you're talking about football and you're talking about, well, you're really going to close the door because you're not going to put all 4 teams from one conference. They're not going to with 12 teams, you can do a lot of the things. And so getting the mega conference is something that I think the SEC, which is usually the front runner on the first there to figure things out, the Big Ten has been there as well. This is the SEC saying, we want to secure our long-term future that nobody's going to come close to us because there's going to be nobody you can go get outside of Notre Dame that's going to even put a dent in our status.
A lot of questions here on Twitter for Chris. We'll get to them when we continue. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will let you know how you can get all of his content. It's very in-depth, as you might imagine. Dave Biddle coming up top of Hour 3. Catch is back. Yeah, Catch will be back Hour 3 as well. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a mess over here on the west side of Nashville from this early morning incident that's had the interstate closed on 40 east and westbound between Whitebridge Pike and 440. Again, don't let that catch you off guard. Coming in from Hickman County, Dixon this morning, arriving here into West Nashville. It is a mess. A wreck 65 southbound. It's going to be just before you get to Trinity Lane. Still on the scene of this nasty wreck over here in South Nashville on Briley Parkway right at I-24. And that's what we're looking at live. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Yeah, a bunch of really good questions here on the Twitter. Jeff Chu says, Bill, ask Chris. Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. If he thinks, regardless of Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC, should the SEC do away with divisions and just send the best two teams to the SEC title game?
I don't know. It's something that's been talked about. I know that it is something that's been talked about in the Pac-12 really seriously. I haven't heard any serious discussions about that. Do I think? I probably need to think a little bit more about that. I haven't given it a lot of thought. Look, I mean, you go to the eight. I mean, it's... It just increases the chances of look, if you got eight teams in each division,
yeah.
I think you'd probably keep it the way it is. I haven't given it a whole lot of thought, but I have given it a little bit, but I don't have a real definitive answer because I think we all go with the flow of that, right? I mean, right now, it looks like Georgia, Alabama, and, you know, got Florida, you got... It looks really even. It looks really, you know, clean cut. But if it becomes real definitive one way or the other way, then that's where you say, you know what, let's maybe look at the top two. But I don't think there's much movement for that in the SEC, at least right now.
Chad says, Bill, talk to Chris about the chances of the SEC dropping some of their lower-tier schools to make room for Oklahoma and Texas. The answer
no. The money dealing with that, is not. Look, this is not when back in the old days when Georgia Tech and Tulane were, you know, depending on your perspective, whether they left or got kicked out or mutually, you know, parted, that was a different world. No one is leaving on their own, and to your point of kicking them out, there's really no appetite for that, no interest in that. Let me just say that. Is there some people that might say, yeah, I'd like to replace this team with that team, you know, in power? There may be some of that, but the contracts go very difficult both ways. That's the other thing is some of the exit strategies of some of these, like the ACC now, it's huge because of the, you know, what happened there in the last round of expansion. They've made these contracts a little bit more ironclad. The Big 12, Not so much. I mean, it's costly in some areas, but the Big 12 has always been looked at as that low-hanging fruit politically. You know, everybody thinks that the Pac-12 is. They may be football-wise, but they're fairly strong. They're not as strong, obviously, as the SEC, but they're stronger than the Big 12 because the Big 12 is always, whenever Texas decides they want to leave, then the Big 12 is over. And I've always said that. The Big 12 decides on Monday. Texas decides on Monday that they're leaving. Oklahoma's going with them. And Tuesday, the Big 12 is dead, as we know it. So that always made the Big 12 more vulnerable. But the other conferences have the leverage both ways, the schools and the conference, to say you can't just pick up and leave. Big 12 doesn't have that. They've really had to bend over backwards in the last negotiations to make it good for Texas. And that's why A&M and Nebraska, one of the main reasons why they decided to jump ship, because they got tired of it. That's part of why I think the frustration is with particularly A&M and to some degree Missouri that, oh, God, they're coming in again. But they're not going to get the same treatment. Texas won't own the SEC. Now they're excited, would be excited to join the SEC and not, you know, we're the most, there may be some people that think that, but certainly the administration knows that they're one of, it would be one of 16 and not the main one.
PTS here on Twitter. Chris, is the SEC the only conference they reached out to? Why not reach out to the Big Ten or the ACC to see who wants to pay more?
Well, I don't know that they haven't reached out. And again, I think that's part of the reason why. I mean, I think the answer is if you're Texas and you got a chance to go, you already know which one you want to go in because it's not, first of all, they're not going to pay anymore. I mean, you can't, it's not like they're going to pay Texas to join the SEC.
Right.
It is, you want to join the best brand. Well, what's the best brand? What's going to bring the best TV money? The Big 12 does a phenomenal job with their TV deal. The SEC one is huge. And quite frankly, I'll say this, long term, you'll want to be tied in with the ESPN Disney brand because that's the future. That's the future of the college football playoff, everything. Fox, which basically is the one that kind of runs the Big Ten Network, it's good. But let's remind folks that Fox decided on their own. On the streaming rights to Thursday Night Football in the NFL, Amazon got it, and it was going to start in a couple of years. And Fox said, you know what, we're losing money. We're going to give it up. And Amazon just said, you know, we'll buy it with their pocket change. And it was, you know, I mean, it's like six, just for 1 year. The 1 year alone, it was like $700 million just for one game, 1 week. And that's the other thing, too. Look out for Amazon. There's a lot of people in the television industry think that the Amazon folks are going to end up starting their own network almost Fox-like years ago. So there's if you're Texas and Oklahoma, the Big Ten, the ACC, is not nearly as appealing as the SEC financially. And so the people that build, and I'm sure you're going to get, well, you're not going to win as much. This has nothing to do about your football program in its current state. It's about the financial solvency down the road and hitching your wagon to the SEC. You don't need to have a whole lot of discussions to know where the biggest money is going to be coming from now, tomorrow, and into the future. And with this 16-team lockup, if they get it, there's going to, again, nobody that's going to be able to penetrate or reach the level which they have financially.
Chris, I know you don't have a lot of time trying to figure out why the media may do this or that, but I did find it interesting yesterday when it was Jimbo Fisher's turn to talk, this story hits.
Oh, I mean, nailed it. I mean, it's just, this was done for a reason. I mean, so it was the A&M, you know, writer, you know, let's call it that. He covers that. This was leaked by A&M. Again, they want to leak this out because this, you know, and again, look, I knew in general sense that there was, I didn't know this was like, you know, imminent, you know, not like, you know, I came on your show too. Hey, Bill, I hear that. No, I haven't. And it's one of those things that you don't sit there. He, all due respect to this reporter, he didn't unearth this story. This story was given to him, leak it out strategically at the right time to try to create chaos so that now the commissioner, the commissioners, everyone has to kind of quote-unquote comment, which they're not commenting. They're having non-denial denials. And our comment is we have no comment. They wanted to get a little bit further down the line, and A&M's hope is that, well, maybe we can somehow jump on the train and derail it, and I, you know, legally, PR-wise, you know, my sense is yesterday and last night that it's not going to be enough, probably won't be, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of legal hurdles. You know, certainly I would suspect that the Big 12 is, I don't know what they can do, but they could come back, you know, maybe with some strategic plan to Oklahoma and Texas, say, look, we can go to this network, you know, or, you know, and say, can we get more money? Can we redo ideal? Can we give you, can we make you happy? I'm sure there's some hope by A&M that that happens so that this move doesn't take place. But I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know if it's a definite, but because I'm not involved in it, obviously, but the people that are feel that this is way further down the line and the conversations are, you know, much, much deeper and much further down the road than any of us ever knew. So we'll see how it plays out from here on out.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. If you are right now in Waco, Texas, or Manhattan, Kansas, or Lawrence, Kansas, and a little over 10 years ago you just went through this, mm-hmm. and every day was do or die, and it worked out at the end, and you've had about a decade reprieve here, and now you're right back there wondering, where's our home going to be? What neighborhood will we reside in? What's the revenue going to be like? You're not sleeping right now.
Correct. I give you this comment from a friend that works, I'll just say, in the Big 12 office. I said, what's this? He says, this was inevitable. I mean, you know, it's like they've been expecting it. And I think, look, again, let's go back to when they were flirting, Texas and Oklahoma, with the Pac-12. They had to give so much to them. We'd be naive to think that they weren't going to come down this path again. As I said, the Big 12 is the low-hanging fruit, and it's not a strong conference when one or two people have the power. In this case, politically, it's the main one. Because whatever they want is what they're going to get, and everyone will have to just fall in line like the mother duck and all the little baby ducks behind it. So this is, I think, expected. I mean, it's frustrating. It's disappointing because if you're in Waco, Texas, you're now in a Power 5 league that in a snap of a finger, when if this is done, you now are scrambling in a Group of 5 league. I don't know what happened. So, again, if we're talking about numbers, does it make the Pac-12 better, the ACC better, the Big Ten better if they just add two more teams or four more teams if you're the Pac-12? Do you take a TCU or Baylor and put them in? Does it make them that much better? I mean, I have a lot of respect for those programs, but the brand name and the brand value is not Texas and Oklahoma. So it puts more numbers in the Pac-12, but does it, you know, again, you're leaving you've taken the prime beef off the shelf, and now you're kind of sorting through the fat and trying to figure out what's left on the shelves. And that's where I think it's going to be. And I think you're going to see some that are going to, you better believe they're already looking at options, and you know those phone calls are being made to the new Pac-12 commissioner, you know, and, you know, other options. But, you know, this is why. For people say, why would the SEC want to do it? So that Texas and Oklahoma can't go somewhere else because they land the big fish, the big fish brands, and the others have to, you know, go over the slim pickings and say, well, we might add two or four teams in our league to kind of make it, but does it make you? Does it, you know, how does that, the landscape change? And then the rest of the teams, well, then that, you're looking at Mountain West, you're looking at the AAC and some conglomeration thereof. It'll be interesting to see. That's going to be the next phase of it, is what happens. Does the Big 12, you know, with the same name, restructuring, do they try to say, all right, look, we're going to get BYU and Houston and put them in? Well, you can do that, but BYU and Houston replaces in numbers Texas and Oklahoma, but in status, you're nothing but a Group of Five caliber league now. You know, Central Florida. Well, Central Florida doesn't move the needle like the others do. So I think it's going to be real interesting if this all plays out the way that people think it's going to play out.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get all of your content.
Well, real quickly, I know we went over a lot. LandryFootball.com. I talked about it on the Landry Football Podcast yesterday. Today on the SEC show, which you can catch live on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/Chris Landry Football. I'm going to have more details and more information that I think will be unearthed today. So check it out today, again, live. If you can't catch it live, you'll be able to catch that on LandryFootball.com. We have it replayed there. So you can catch all of our stuff there. Got all the college breakdowns, all the previews. Oh, by the way, you know, there is football season coming up. The football breakdowns, we've got that for you. All the college breakdowns, we're ready for the season. All the players, teams, coaches, schemes, analysis, we got that for you. Certainly for the NFL fans, we have that as well. But this is going to certainly drive the rest of the offseason, don't you think, until we have some resolution one way or the other. And I do think that the digging of the news, and that's the other reason why I think it was leaked to your point, is now by doing it, all the other media outlets will go and do their sourcing and try to get, you know, stories and, you know, again, to try to see where this takes it. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fascinating, quite frankly.
Chris, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
There he is, Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com, top of the hour.